Hello.
Hello. Yeah, you're trying to speak with
Hello,
B?
yes. Yes, speaking.
Okay, B, Rick here from Hoffman-Mazur. How you doing?
You're doing great. How are you?
Not too bad. Thank you for asking. Is my voice coming in clear?
Yes, it's good.
All right, perfect. So you mentioned that you're looking to build a budget application, and I just thought it'd be easier to hop on a quick call and discuss this better. And that way we both could save time and get more details. So tell me a bit more about it. I mean, what I'm assuming with what you mentioned so far, B, is that you're looking for more like an omni-channel for budgeting and your bank account, right? So like your bank account, whatever your bank account can do, combined with a budgeting app that can in real time tell you where you're standing at with your monthly budget or with your company's monthly budget or whatever. Is that correct?
Correct. That's absolutely right. But there'll be more to it. People will be able to add their assets, their liabilities, and plus this app should track their credit rating as well, and tell them when the next bill is due, and if possible, schedule auto payment using this application, and pay their bills as well.
Well, there are quite a few things involved with this. I think quite a few moving parts, as we would call them, because when you talk about a bank application, they have the regulations, licenses, and everything to manage something like to operate as a financial institution, right? However, I would like to confirm with you. Do you guys have your financial institution licenses set up as a bank, or is it just going to operate as a separate entity?
No, I don't understand your question. Why do we need our own financial bank set up? I don't understand.
Well, see, when you operate as a bank and when you access your customers' money in their account, you have to have some licenses. Depending upon what state and what federal regulations exist
Okay,
in different
no.
parts of the
You're
world, you need a
getting it
banking
all
license.
wrong. You're not understanding it right. So, have you ever seen budget app? You need a budget YNAB app?
Like the YNAB app you mentioned, right?
Yes, correct. Have you seen
I'm
that?
familiar with it, yep.
Yes. So it doesn't work. That app doesn't work as a bank. It works like users. They go in. They connect their bank accounts to the mobile application, and that's how the application start getting all the feeds from their bank account
Exactly, yeah, that I understand. So
and
I was
their
just trying
credit
to confirm
accounts.
with you, I mean, because this is going to impact a lot of things as to whether how you guys are operating as a business, right? Because that is going to tell us whether what kind of liberty we have in terms of development. For example, if you talk about the YNAB app or any budget app for that matter, that connects your bank account, each bank gives a integration. For example, you want to connect Bank of America, for example.
API.
Bank of America itself gives an API, an SDK that's built into your budget application on the back end. So likewise, we'll have to build in
Yeah,
all the
but
different
there are
banks into
companies
the
out
system.
there. No, that's not how it works. There are companies out there who basically can give you one API, and through that one API, you can connect to multiple banks.
That's true. That's true.
You
Yeah,
don't
exactly.
have
Just
to
like,
go to one
for
bank, each one of the banks. Just one API, and that API will connect you to all the banks.
Exactly, yes. So that's how you plan to operate, right? So there's going to be a mobile application on the front end that's going to be connected with a banking aggregator, as we call it, on the back end. That's going to connect all the banks together, all the reputed financial institutions. And how about the feature sets? I mean, do you have a list that's there? I mean, can you send me a list of features that you would
Yeah,
need?
sure can do that. Sure can do that. But give me an idea. An app like YNAB plus a few additional features, 5 or 10 additional features. How much you think this app would cost me? Just a ballpark.
First of all, are we looking at both the Android and the iOS?
Yes, you're looking at both.
Both, right? Okay.
Is it, are you, do you guys do open source coding?
Well, we do, yeah. We will be giving you Git access as well. So we do that.
So is it open source coding that you do? How exactly you create apps?
Absolutely. We'll be using open source frameworks like say Flutter. You could use Angular. So, it will be open source, and we give you the recommendations. But if you have a technical team, you're more than welcome to decide, what platform or what framework you'd like to use as well. But yes, it is going to be open source, and any developer with that particular expertise or with that particular skill set would be able to amend the application after us as well.
Okay, so which platform do you think is the best open source platform that you've experienced to date?
Well, there are two ways to go about it, right? So, we could either build a native application, one for Android and one for iOS. And if we talk in that sense, for Android, we'd probably be using Flutter because that's easy to navigate with. It has a lower maintenance cost as well, right? When it comes to, the development aspect of it. And then for the iOS, we'd be using, most probably Swift. So, that's the native language for iOS development. But if you tell me that you want to go for something that's hybrid, that's like one build for both, the Android and the iOS, then we'd probably be using, Flutter with, a Code Igniter, and that's going to give us a hybrid build that could be deployed on both the iOS and the Android versions.
Do you think Flutter is a good open source platform?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Do you think Flutter is a good open source platform for apps like this?
Well, Flutter, if the app is not too complicated, which I don't think your app would be in the first, at least the first phase, Flutter is just fine, and it's a good open source platform.
And this
Because
sort of
it's
app, is it okay to create this sort of app in open source platform? Is it safe?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, for example, we talk about Flutter. Flutter is created by Google, right? So, security-wise, or you talk about the dependencies of the open source platform, all those are covered because these are reputable global open source platforms, and I don't see any hindrance with doing something like this on Flutter or even on Swift for that matter.
Okay. No, Flutter is okay. But tell me, ballpark figure, how much you normally charge for apps like this?
Well, for something like YNAB, minus the 5 or 10 features that we'd of course have to go into the details of and see what they are, something like YNAB would cost with us about $50,000 to $55,000 for both the iOS and the Android. And how we work is we strictly work for hire. So this is your one-time remuneration for the complete scope of the project that's going to be decided, right? Keep it 45 to 55 because that's going to be a good bracket. And the 100% ownership, of course, belongs to you. So, like I mentioned, we strictly work for hire.
Okay. Got it.
So, B, if you don't mind me asking, how did you find us, by the way? I mean, are you coming through a reference or?
I just Googled.
And you
No
found us.
references at all.
All right. Okay.
Yeah,
All right.
whereabouts you guys based?
Well, we have an office in California. We have an office in Texas and Wyoming as well, and then we have a back office in Pakistan too, as well.
Really good. Oh wow, you guys are from Pakistan. Amazing. I've never heard anyone from Pakistan.
Well, there are quite a few companies. I mean, a lot of them probably do not mention this upfront, probably because they don't want to be stigmatized or whatever the reasons may be. But we do, mention this upfront as well, and we have this mentioned on the main website as too.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's very good. No, good that you're honest and upfront. Yeah, but no, nice to know that there are people from Pakistan working as well on such things. That's great
Where do
because
you come
obviously
from? I mean,
for.
are you an Asian girl?
Oh no, I'm from Australia. I'm from Australia, but I've never heard of anyone from Pakistan. So.
Well, I could tell you for a fact that there are quite a few reputable companies operating in America that have their back offices, or they have a portion of the team based in Pakistan, India, Philippines. So all these are good,
Oh,
you know.
India, Philippines, Vietnam, and Bangladesh—they're okay. We hear about them every day. No, it's the first time I'm hearing about Pakistan, though.
Well, I mean, good the better.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. That's great. Good to know. And this is something totally not related to the application. If I wanted to open up an office in Pakistan, because I'm looking to outsource most of the application management, I'd say the back-end management, I'm planning to outsource that. So is it easier to basically open an office in Pakistan?
I think it
Or
should be fairly
I'm
easy.
coming from low wage perspective.
The cost factor, right?
Yep.
I think cost-wise, Pakistan is probably one of the best places in Asia, you know, because the cost of living itself, in general, is pretty low, and therefore you get, you know, a good, reasonable resource, and that too, a lot more talented than you would get, you know, probably in the other parts of the world, right? But what was that again you mentioned you wanted to do with Pakistan? I mean, was that some kind of a management
No,
issue?
this particular application, once it's developed, I wanted to set up an office, low cost office, because obviously I won't be putting that much chunking that much money in to the business to service. So I'm just looking for low cost solutions, where to open up an office to manage the back end of this application.
Well, for that we do offer, you know, a couple options as well. I mean, we do offer maintenance retainer too. But if you want to have your own, let's say your technical arm, that's based in Pakistan, I think it should be fairly easy. I mean, it should not be too much of a hassle.
Yeah, no. Now we've discussed this. I'll look into that option as well. Before, I was just thinking in either India or Bangladesh or Vietnam as well.
Right. I mean, all these are good countries. I mean, you find a lot of good technical resources. For example, Turing, you know, Toptal, all of these, you know, big, you know, team augmentation companies, as you call them, they have a lot of developers from Pakistan and, you know, other places as well.
Understood. Well, thank you so much. Nice talking to you. Let me think about it. I must say, $55,000 is too much for an application. But tell me something. If I get this application developed elsewhere, and then I come to you guys and say, can you please check the application if it's nice and secure? Do you guys do that too? Offer those services as well?
Yeah, well, application analysis we do, but we don't take that, you know, we don't accept orders from open market. So, you know, we have regular clients that we have done quite a few applications for, and when they work with other teams as well, then, you know, we do give them the service that they can always, you know, get back to us. We could discuss that. I mean, we could go into that, and we could, you know, make a discussion. But
Yeah,
just
because
to
$55,000, I won't lie, it's too expensive. Yeah, it's too
What kind
much.
of
It's
cost were
way
you
too much.
looking at? I mean,
Well,
can you give me an idea what kind of budget were you working?
I'm already developing an app in Australia, and the app should be finished sometime soon. All we'll have to do to when we bring that application here to the US, we'll have to connect to different APIs to it. Like I've got ANZ Commonwealth Bank, I mean Australian banks attached to that, to that platform. But
Right.
when we launch this application here, like obviously I have to go ahead and get all the application done or rebuild here for the US market as well. Sorry, either I will start from scratch a new application with a new design, because I honestly I do not like the design from Australian application that much. And once it's launched here in the US, that's what I was asking. Sorry, either
So
I go
could you
down,
speak?
I go with the new application, and in Australia it's only costed me around 40,000 Australian dollars, which is 25,000 US dollars.
Australian dollars. Okay. And that you said is $25,000.
Yeah, 25,000 to 30,000US dollars. So yours is double the, yeah, so it's double the amount what I've paid in Australia.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, for its fair reasons, of course. I mean, Australian cost of development is not as say expensive as, you know, America. But I mean, we could look into the cost. I mean, as long as you tell me that you have a budget of, let's say, $25,000, $30,000, or whatever that is, I could try and speak to my team, because there are two factors that could, further help us boil down on the cost as well. One of that is that whether we have done something similar in the recent past or not, right? And when I say that, I mean that, there may be, if a company that has an experience building an application like this, the main benefit they get is that, A, their resources are well-versed with how to go about the cycle of development, especially when, third-party integrations are involved. And the second thing is that they have, quite a few locomotives, as we would call them. They have them sitting ready, right? So, for example, if we've done a budget app in the recent past, and I'll have to check my portfolio, to be honest, but we could, pull up, a few parts of them, without reusing the code, or without, plagiarizing the code. There still are a few locomotives from a previous application that we may have done that we could use in your application, and that way we could bring down the man hours. Because at the end of the day, the whole calculation, or this ballpark figure that I gave you, that was based upon the number of man hours that go towards the designing, the development, the SQA, the deployment, and everything. So we'll have a team of six or
You
seven
know,
people.
I fully understand that. I fully understand that. And my question for you is then, what budget apps have you developed? Have you developed any? Did you say you have or you have not?
Well, I do know about a couple that we've done, but I'm not too sure if we're still under an NDA, and if I could discuss them or not. So you're kind of taking me off guard with that one. But I'll have to confirm that, and I'll have to leave you an email to be able to put that down in the email for you. But yes, we have done a couple budget apps, and we have done other apps for financial institutions as well. I mean, I could show you the
Tell me
other
about this
applications that I've been.
K-Mint. Tell me about this K-Mint wallet app that is sitting on your website.
So K-Mint is basically, it's a cryptocurrency wallet, just like, you have a MetaMask, for example. So you could connect K-Mint to MetaMask, and what K-Mint does is, you could use that to, exchange currencies, for example, like a DEX, if you're familiar with that term. It's more like a decentralized exchange for
I
crypto
know that.
coins, right? So, for example, you want to exchange a Solana with, let's say, Luna, for example. You could do that on the K-Mint application. And then K-Mint is more towards games and, earning freebies, from the crypto and the NFT and the digital asset market. So crypto, again, utilizes third-party integrations. It is a financial platform, but it involves blockchain, and it involves the decentralized economy that's still in the works. So it has a different scope, but yeah, you could, any company that has done crypto projects, they would have a good experience, a good hands-on with financial institutions and financial services as well. I could show you some more relevant examples in the financial services market that we've done for mobile applications too. I mean, if you're at a computer right now, or if you have your phone
Yeah,
handy.
I'm on a computer.
You are, right? Okay, so first of all, can you get back to the website where we were chatting at? It's Hoffman Mezer.
Yeah, I'm on your website.
Just give me one moment. Let me pull up my portfolio right here.
Do you guys do just out of curiosity, do you guys create games, let's say for sand, what they call it, sandbox, I think.
Sandbox?
If I go and if I go and purchase a land in sandbox, would you be able to create a game there? Is that how it works?
Well, we do have resources because we do deal in NFTs and, the digital asset market as well. So if you're talking about something like Decentraland, or you're looking to set up a virtual infrastructure on a sandbox, I'd have to check with my team. But yes, we do have resources that do work on Spatial, on Decentraland. I just want to check with them and see if they are familiar with, or if they have a good hands-on with Sandbox or not. So do you have a real estate on Sandbox, just by the way?
Oh, I'm interested in Sandbox as well. So, yeah.
Okay, so I mean that's something I could check for you, and I'll let you know. But yes, we do have resources that work on decentralized digital assets as well.
Okay.
Right.
They take
So,
that up for me as well. What can and can't be done if I wanted to, if I go and purchase the land in Sandbox, what you guys, what services you guys can offer? Like, can you build something there for me, a software, maybe a game, or something? Think of it.
Well, we
This
could
is
build you a
another
public
area that I'm
view.
exploring.
Right. So, you know, there are two things you could build on something like that, right? It could be a private, let's say, a lounge or whatever. That's something that's private to you. Or if you want to gain any financial benefit out of it, then you could build a public, a public place of entertainment, or more like a, let's say, there is a company, and I'd still have to check whether I can disclose this or not. But you know, there is a company that's building a co-working space on Sandbox, right? So that's one example of what you could do on Sandbox. There are companies that are doing like a club on Sandbox, other entertainment places as well. So just like anything you have on in the real world, you could build that in the Decentraland and the Sandbox as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm planning. So let's just have a discussion with your team, and let me know if there is something like this that can do.
Right, exactly. So first of all, I'll check and see if they are if they have a good hands-on with Sandbox or not. And if they do, and we think we feel confident taking up a project like that, I definitely let you know. So I think you dropped your email, B, on the chat, right? That's b.shiraz@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Perfect. And the application I wanted to show you. So if you have your Android or your iOS right now, and you pull up Copilot on the App Store.
Copilot. Just give me a tick. Is it by Copilot, by Smarter Within Institute, by your side? What is this, Copilot?
I'm sorry, your voice broke up, Abby. Can you repeat that?
Okay, the Smart Money Management. Is that money app? Is that what you're referring to?
Copilot.money, that's the domain.
Yep.
Right, yes, it's a financial services application as well. So you could, it could help you with, it has a small portion for budgeting as well, but that's not the primary, the genre of the application. The application could be used to, you could use that to improve your credit score. You could use that to, look at your spending versus your income. So it could be,
I'm familiar with this application.
Oh,
I'm
you are?
familiar with
Okay.
this application. Yeah, I've got it.
So Copilot's website, the landing page, if you're looking at that right now, and the application was revamped by our company, by Huff and Meser. So they had a, if you're familiar with Copilot and their background, they had an obsolete kind of a UI before, but we work with them to revamp their UI, the front end of the Copilot application.
Really, it's actually pretty similar to what I'm planning to do.
Well, there you go. So I'd still have to get into the scope of it and see, what features on the back end are, to getting into the nitty-gritties of it and see whether it does the integrations and stuff or not. But yes, it does something similar to what you're looking at in terms of budgeting, but then it does a lot more as well. So, it's a full cycle financial services application.
Yeah, this is what I'm looking for. My application from Australia, I can show you that. It's actually pretty similar to this one. But it gives you, mine up gives us the credit score as well. It doesn't show the credit score.
Yours doesn't show the credit score, right?
Mine shows the credit score.
Oh, it does. Okay. And does that help you improve the credit score as well? I mean, does it guide you on how to make sure your
Yes.
credit score stays in place?
Yeah, it does. It does. It does tell us how to basically go and improve the credit score.
All right, that's nice. So with the Australian application, you have a B. That means you have quite a few locomotives yourself. I mean, as far as the design is concerned, unless of course you want to revamp it and you want to start from scratch, as far as the US-based application is concerned. But I think you have an application that does similar to what you're looking for the US market. Is that correct?
Correct, correct, absolutely right. But my application, one major thing that I wanted to integrate into my application is, like, from investment perspective, you have to add them in, like investments, your property that you've invested in, your crypto that you've invested in, you have to add them in manually. It doesn't connect investment section to your cryptocurrency automatically, if you know what I mean.
Okay, so it
And your
isn't that
banking
part yet. I
and your
mean,
shares.
So for example, if I want to connect my Binance to your Australian-based application, I wouldn't be able to do
You
that,
can't
and
do
I'd just
that.
be able to put up the numbers on the application, right?
Correct. So the investment section has to be improved.
I see. Okay, I mean that's a major factor, and you know that could help you cut down a lot of cost as well. And then again, the back end probably would have to be built again because you know there are different development guidelines for apps based in Australia and the US, like you would understand. And then you know there are different integrations too. But as far as the front end is concerned, and quite a few things that could be reused, and that could help you make the two applications consistent as well if you plan to brand them under the same umbrella.
Okay, now that's great. Good to know. And is there a possibility, can I merge two teams up? Like the team who's basically working on Australian application, I'll merge that up with you guys and you guys work together and you take the investment bit up, you take that section up or help them integrate that section to the application with connecting to the cryptocurrency. Is that something that can be done?